World War II. Scarborough endured more than 20 air raids during the Second World War. Very extensive damage was done when a single enemy parachute mine was dropped on the old town on the 10th of October 1940, killing four people and completely destroying 11 properties and damaging a further 500. The worst air attack was the Scarborough Blitz on the 18th of March 1941, when nearly 100 planes spent an uninterrupted 2 hours bombing the town with explosive and incendiary bombs, killing 29 people. There has long been an urban myth that Hitler instructed his forces to avoid hitting the Grand Hotel, because he wished to use it for himself after conquering Britain. But the Grand was hit during the Blitz of that March. In 1940, local fishermen fought enemy planes from their armed fishing boats. Many younger fishermen joined the Royal Navy and deployed their fishing skills on Navy minesweepers, a highly dangerous job. And whilst some tourism continued during the war, it was badly affected by the fear of air raids, the challenges of wartime travel, the requisition of hotels by the military, and the fortification of the beaches against invasion. Nearly 10,000 young evacuees were sent to the resort from the most at-risk ports and cities, including Hull, Hartlepool, Middlesbrough and London. And many stayed until the end of the war and developed a lifelong love for the town. Women played an important part in wartime Scarborough. They volunteered in the Women's Voluntary Service, the Land Army and the National Fire Service. And they worked on the buses and in fishing and other industries like Plaxton's and Premier Engineering. In many ways, the war enhanced the status of women in British and local society. And the war saw the election of the town's first female mayor, Louisa Whitfield Mansfield.